Hi-de-ho, this is Tony with the Jeep Talk Show, and just like you, I'm listening to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast with Nikki G.
Episode 18. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night, and the feeling's right. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. Oh, what a night. Oh, what a night. All right, sit back, relax, get comfortable. The 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast is about to begin. All right, welcome to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki G. Now, let's dive in and get started. We've got a lot to talk about today. I'll talk about women in wheeling. Now, we've all been out on the trail, and we've seen women in Jeeps and guys with their girlfriends or ladies. But I want to talk about the other women in wheeling, the women that don't really enjoy to go wheeling and let us guys go all by ourselves. So I have a special guest tonight, my wife, Wendy, who has been wheeling with me a handful of times. I get the feeling she doesn't really enjoy it too much. She's just coming along to make sure I don't get into trouble. So Wendy, say hello.
Hello.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Do you enjoy walks on the beaches?
No, I don't like the beach at all.
Me neither. I guess that's why we go together. All right, so like I said, I've been wheeling a handful of times. Wendy comes with me. Wendy, how do you feel about wheeling?
Well, my first question is, what is the difference between wheeling, rock climbing, overlanding? I'm not familiar with all the terminology.
Okay, well, wheeling is just basically off-roading in general. Anytime you're off-road, that's wheeling. I don't know why they call it wheeling. It's because you put in four-wheel drive. Rock crawling is like Dickie Bell. It's real technical stuff. The whole goal is just to go over something that looks challenging, just to go over something. And the overlanding is sort of like car camping. You're driving somewhere to see something or go on an adventure. It's not necessarily, you're not looking for difficult stuff to go over. You just trying to go places where most people don't go.
Okay, so it sounds like I've done all three of those with you before, and I've actually enjoyed all of them in different aspects and different ways. I think that I prefer to go just with you rather than with a group. I mean, I've gone with a group before, and yeah, it was fun. I guess maybe because I didn't know a lot of the people in the group, I'm kind of backwards and awkward at times, but I think I like the overlanding better because I like to see, I just grew up on a farm and out in the country, and I like to see things, you know, covered bridges, waterfalls, you know, beautiful scenery. The rock crawling is fun and can be exciting, but it can also be dangerous, and you wonder when it is just us, are you going to get stuck out there somewhere? That kind of worries me. Plus worries me if the vehicle gets broke, you know, you've got the expensive repairs. And I don't know about everybody, but we use our vehicle that we use for wheeling every day. It's our transportation to work. So if it breaks down, that can be a problem. But, I mean, yeah, I like it. I don't like it all the time. I don't want to go every weekend, just like you don't like going to the mall or shoe shopping.
No man likes shoe shopping.
I don't know about that.
A man walking down the road says, I need shoes. Goes in the shoe store, comes out, boom, I got shoes. There's no 4-day adventure in shoes.
Where's the fun in that?
Yeah.
Did that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay.
So what advice do you have for the guys out there to get women interested in off-roading?
Okay, so you're talking about men
I'm talking about forcing women into the Jeep.
No, I understand that. But you're talking about men who already have a significant other that doesn't necessarily like to go with them all the time.
I've got quite a few friends that have wives that I've never met.
Okay.
Because they just don't come out on the trails.
Well, maybe if they put a shopping mall in the middle of the trail, that might get more women to come along.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe gosh, that's a tough one. Because if it's not something that they already enjoy, you know, apparently they didn't meet their partner on a trail, so that's not something that their partner enjoys. It's a hobby that you picked up after, you know, we've been together 30 years and it's a recent hobby, and your hobbies change all the time and so do mine. And like I said, I enjoy it more than you think I do. But it's just not something I want to do every weekend because it is time consuming. It's an all day thing. It's not like I just want to go out for an hour and go wheeling, because usually you have to drive an hour to get somewhere to do it. But I really don't have an answer for that. How to get other women involved, other than maybe if there were activities outside the wheeling, like we did the toy, what's that called?
Christmas in July.
Yeah,
toy drive.
The Christmas in July toy drive. That's an opportunity for other people to get to meet each other, other than just on the road. And maybe if there were other activities, like you know, did a barbecue or something, where you get time to talk, and then I can say, "Oh, is Lisa going to be there? I'd love to go talk to her. I haven't talked to her in a while."
Yeah,
you know,
you're talking about show and shines and meet and greets and stuff like that.
Yeah, maybe. The show and shine's a little too fancy for us. So.
Yeah.
We're not those kind of people.
And what advice do you have for the guys that want to take their women on the trail? Do you like it like when I badger you, when I ask you? Or how should we approach women when we want to go wheeling and we know they don't?
Well, I'm kind of the person that needs to know in advance that we're going to do it and what we're going to do and where we're going and how long it's going to take. And, you know, I don't want to be, don't grab me when I'm in the middle of doing housework and say, let's go wheeling. I need to know, although I do need a reason to be taken away from housework. Yeah. You know, hey, if you say, hey, you know, we're going up and we're going to do this trail next weekend, I don't know. I don't, that's a tough kind of, maybe if that was worded differently, it'd be a better answer for that.
Yeah.
I don't like doing the same trail over and over again. Maybe there are some people that do, but I like to go someplace different every week. I'll do the same trail a couple times. And after that, yeah.
All right. And how do you handle it when you're in a passenger seat and I'm driving and I'm doing something dangerous, like off camber or...
Well, see, that's the part I think is fun. As long as I, you know, I feel that it's not dangerous that someone could get hurt. To me, that's actually exciting. You know, not dating myself, but I like the Dukes of Hazzard when they go, you know, screaming around the corners and everything. So, yeah. The excitement, I love roller coasters, so that part of it is exciting to me. You know, I guess that's one thing when you're with a group that a lot of times you have to slow down and wait for the rest of the group. And it definitely, we could go through a trail in maybe an hour, where when you've got a group, it takes about 3 hours to get through there. And I don't like sitting around waiting. So that's probably one of the things that's boring for me. When you say, I am going with a group, I'm more likely to say, I don't know. Where if it's just me and you, yeah. Because we can go at our own pace. We can stop and look at things. We can go, you know, fast through the trails if we want to, which I do actually. I think it's a lot of fun to drive pretty fast through some of those, you know, trails. So maybe that's something that the guys could ask the girls, you know, what type of trails do you prefer? Do you prefer going with a group or not? Is there some place you've seen you'd like to go to that we could go?
And I will say, for Wendy's credit, she doesn't scream when I drive. On the trails, on the road, it's a different story.
Yeah. But in the trails, I'm more like, woohoo, yeah.
All right. One last question. When is my chicken pot pie going to be ready? And I'm almost out of clean socks.
I don't recall you ordering a chicken pot pie. And you know where the washing machine is.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to use machinery, though.
All right. That's about all the time we have for tonight. Thank you for tuning in. I'd like to thank our lovely wife, Wendy, for joining us. I enjoyed doing this podcast with her. Look forward to more ventures with Wendy. If she'll be on the show, I hope she does. I think she enjoyed it too. How can you not enjoy spending time with me?
Contact me at 10minuteoffroad@gmail.com. That's 10offroad@gmail.com. Or Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitter.
All right. Until next time, this is Nikki G. Signing out and saying, wheel what you got and be happy.